John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
We got an audience full of people, and joining us now, ladies and gentlemen, he will be appearing tonight with Jimmy O Yang at Helium Comedy Club. You can always get tickets through heliumcomedyclub.com or 215-496-9001 for two shows tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 and 10. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Tooze is here. Hey. Good morning to you, sir.
I didn't
sir.
Know it was going to be a real audience here.
Right. Yeah.
I was very thrown.
Okay. I guess, yeah, I didn't mention any of that to you at all as we were talking. How, this is the first time you're on the show, and you're technically a local comic.
Yeah,
and
Allentown native.
You're from Allentown?
Yeah.
Wait a second. This is the guy you went to school with.
It is. Right. Yeah.
Did you recognize him when you came in?
I did. I recognized the name, and then we started catching up, and then I figured it out.
And then he saw my beak. He's like, "That's a Gibson."
Yeah,
that is a Gibson.
Were you guys the same age?
No, he's a year older than me.
So you picked on him?
Yeah,
theoretically.
Yeah,
but I gotta say, if I wasn't getting picked on, I wasn't gonna pick on anybody else.
I see. So that's interesting. Now he's a musician. Were you in a band also?
No, I was in band, in marching band.
Oh, that's very different.
Oh, very different.
Not in a band. Very different sentences. Just like one letter apart.
But it means
totally,
everything.
Yeah, totally different implication. If I said I was in a band in high school, you'd be like, "Oh, you were cool and weird." When I'm like, "I was in band," you're like, "Just weird." Yeah. Got it. and I was a fat little saxophone player. I don't know if you remember that.
I forgot what section you were in. Oh, okay. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah. But I loved it.
Was school a good experience for you? I mean, you know, I've never heard Dave really complain about it.
No, it was fine. Yeah, I avoided too much trouble. Uh-huh. But, yeah, I live in New York now. I moved there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
all
pretty
right.
Cool.
Was that a big change from Allentown to New York?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, there was less Puerto Ricans.
Is it possible that there was less Puerto Ricans
in
New York?
Nowadays, yes. Yeah. Where do you live in New York?
I live in Queens.
Oh, where in Queens? Well, Astoria.
Ridgewood.
Oh, Ridgewood. All right, because a lot of comics live in Astoria.
Yep, right, that's where all my friends are.
Right,
I have to go way north to talk to people. But yeah, New York's kind of intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like every time I leave the house there, like, it's picture day and nobody said anything to me about it. Which, it just reminds me of when I was in third grade and my single dad just forgot that it was picture day and sent me to school anyway. Yes. You know, so I, like, walk in and I see all these kids in their little sweaters and their dresses and they're, like, combing their hair. And I'm like, "Hey, guys, why are you all dressed up?" And they're like, "It's picture day. You didn't know that, Jim?" And I'm like, "No, I didn't. We're in third grade. I don't know how you knew it. But I'm here, so I hope you don't mind if I photobomb your class picture with these green sweatpants and this dirty Bart Simpson t-shirt."
Yes.
And I haven't showered in 3 days, so I'm pretty sure this Kool-Aid mustache is permanent. And then I'm like, "No, you can't put me in the back. I'm too short." So it looks like my parents' divorce is everybody's problem now.
That's interesting that you were brought up by a single dad.
Well, the parents were divorced, so it was like 1 week here, one week there.
All
my mom's week, she put me in a tuxedo. It's true.
Are you, I don't know all that much about you because this is the first time you're here. Are you married, single, divorced, yourself?
Yeah. I'm actually engaged.
You're engaged?
Yeah. Oh, I'm engaged to a Puerto Rican woman.
About that?
I will never be.
Well, you had to go to New York to find one of those because they're so rare in Allentown.
"I'll never be with another white woman again." Okay. Those are her words, not mine. She's great though. She cares about me, you know. She wants me to stay hydrated, which seems to be a huge concern of hers. She's always like, "Did you drink enough water? Have you had any water? Have you ever heard of water?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I know how water works. I'm 37. She thinks that I've just been like wandering the earth this whole time, just like, "Oh, if only there were a simple remedy." And she just pops out from behind a bush. She's like, "Have you tried drinking water?"
"Oh, you angel."
You drink so much water.
Now, what was, for your parents, divorced or not, all right, what was it like explaining to them that, like, well, oh, I went to New York and I found a Puerto Rican woman to, you know, to marry?
Oh, they didn't care. Right? They were like, yeah, I mean, he grew up in Allentown. It was bound to happen.
Yeah.
Every girl I had a crush on in school was Puerto Rican.
So. Okay.
Oh, God, yeah. They were untouchable.
Do you speak Spanish at all?
That was the problem.
That too.
I don't speak. I mean, I speak a tiny bit of Spanish. I can talk
beyond
to,
donde está la biblioteca.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, I can fend for myself, but yeah, she doesn't speak a ton of Spanish either. She can kind of turn it on, but
Yeah.
It's back there.
You see that all the time, no matter what your nationality.
Yeah,
right. You know, it is amazing how Goomba I become when I'm back in New York.
Of course.
When she does get back into the Spanish, is it an anger thing?
No, it hasn't been. It's actually, I see her do it. We have an older Puerto Rican woman who lives downstairs that kind of reminds her of her grandmother. Uh-huh. And she would only speak full Spanish to her grandmother because her grandmother didn't speak English. So when she talks to that neighbor,
right,
it's a back and forth. And it's actually very pleasant.
Right. Now, does that woman give you the evil eye?
No,
white
not
man
anymore.
Taken.
I've spoken in Spanish to her, and she kind of like it took her a while. Right. But yeah, she's my girlfriend's my buffer.
Okay,
and all that.
All right. Now you spent time in Cleveland.
I did.
Why?
I got stationed there in the Coast Guard. I was in the Coast Guard.
Are people in Ohio afraid of being you know, attacked from Canada?
A lot of people ask that, and you know, the truth is we are guarding that maritime border between us and the terrorist nation of Canada. So yes, the Coast Guard is required. Yeah,
yeah. They'll come over here and shoot politeness at us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Keep your free health care and your cheery disposition.
I'm hoping the Raptors win the NBA Finals, just so when they go to visit the White House, Trump can just keep them as hostages and use them as a negotiating token.
Because they're going to get their tariff any day now.
Yes. That's true.
Well, Jim Tunes is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 10 o'clock, along with Jimmy O. Yang from, what's the name of that show again?
Silicon Valley.
Yeah. This is the last year for that show.
Yeah, I love that show.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Jimmy's great, too.
Yeah, Jimmy is good.
Good weekend.
He was in Crazy Rich Asians. Crazy Rich Asians.
Yep.
And I saw it, and I still don't remember who the hell he played. He was probably one of the Asian people. All right. Anyway, he will be at Helium Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow. You can get tickets to heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Tunes.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.